Welcome to Charm Chat. I'm Nicole from A Pretty Charmed Life.
I'm Angie from Daily Charm Addict.
And I'm Rita from A Charmed Dreamer.
Together, we share our not-so-secret charm addictions,
discuss hot topics in the bead world,
and of course, spill the beads on life.
So, are you ready? Okay, let's chat. Hello, friends, and welcome back to a new episode of Charm Chat. Today, we have a really special guest. I'm so excited. We have Ollie from Pandorably Charm on Instagram and a few other places. Welcome, Ollie.
Hi. Thank you for having me, guys.
So fun. And guys, of course, Nicole and Angie are here, too.
Hi. And hi, Ollie.
Hi. Oh, I'm so glad we have you on the pod. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. I know. It's nice to... I was telling Rita just before we started that it's nice to finally be able to meet you guys. I've met Nicole in person, but I haven't met Rita and Angie, so...
That's what I was thinking, too, to put, you know, I knew what you look like, but, you know, see you live is really fun.
Live is different.
Yeah. And we need to do some community Zooms, I think, or something like that. We need to do something or just meet up in Disney. That's the dream. Let's continue that dream. So, Ollie, we've known you for a while as one of our Beat Sisters and fellow ambassadors. But maybe you can tell our listeners who might not know you, tell them a little bit more about yourself.
I find it hard to talk about myself, but what I associate myself with the most is being a mom. I have three kids, all boys.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I have a 12-year-old and I have 2 8-year-olds. I know Angie is a fellow twin mom.
That's right. So, yeah, I know what you're going through and what you've been through and what you have to look forward to. Although three boys, that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, three boys, plus my husband, who's also a kid sometimes, or most times. So, yeah.
They keep you on your toes.
They do. So, yeah, if you hear them in the background, just ignore that.
It's okay. It's a lot of fun. It's real, and it's real life, right?
Yeah.
We're here, and we're real. So, Ollie, so maybe tell us a little bit, I don't even know this, how and when did you start collecting charms and beads?
So I had seen Pandora on my manager's wrist a lot of times. She used to wear it to work every day. And I saw her glass beads and I was like, oh, these are so pretty. And, you know, and then I would see them in store windows because I think at some point they were carried in jewelry stores, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. But I never bought any. And then back in 2018, it was the summer, my youngest sister and my mom, they gifted me a Pandora Moments bracelet with one charm and 2 spacers. Oh. And I haven't looked back.
What they always do, they just give you like one charm and then it's like, well, that's not enough. So they get us addicted. It's not even our fault, right?
It isn't. That's what I tell my mom. I was like, it's all your fault. It's because of you.
Hey, until I watched Nicole's videos, I didn't even know I needed to fill a bracelet.
Well, I found out through her video that I needed clips on my bracelet.
Oh, wow.
See, Nicole?
Yeah.
So, yeah. She's the first person. So I was like, okay, I have no idea what I'm doing. So, you know how you go to YouTube for answers for everything? And so I searched Pandora and she popped up.
She always does.
Like, ooh, and then I binge watched all her videos.
Oh, I'm glad it was informative.
And I went to the store.
I love it.
No, you really helped me figure out what I needed to do to have a balanced bracelet, what I needed. Like I needed a safety chain and I needed clips because I had no idea.
Good.
She's the best.
She is.
Yeah. Did you immediately, because I know Angie had said that it felt like I gave her permission to go buy for herself. Were you one of those people who were waiting for gifts or are you like, oh no, I'm going to start?
So I got that gift and then a few weeks later, they had a promo where if you bought a certain amount, you got a ring free. And I was like, oh, I need clips. So, okay, I went ahead and bought clips. And then I think through your videos, I found out about Rue La La. So I was like, oh, let me see what that is. And they had like this huge collection of charms. And obviously, I had nothing. I went a little crazy and I bought a ton.
I love it.
Good for you. You just dove right in. It took me quite a while. So
I just dove right in. And within a year, I had like 12. 13 bracelets.
Love it. You fit right in.
Yeah. I did. I just went all in, no looking back.
What made you start sharing on Instagram? Were you already on Instagram or how'd that work?
So yeah, I was on Instagram and then I saw, you know, I saw Nicole, I found Emily on Instagram and I saw all these people sharing their bracelet. And I'm like, oh, this is fun. I want to do that too. And so I just started. I just started putting, you know, just the few charms I had, I would change them out every day, kind of, you know, mini design or all of them together or something like that. And then I just started sharing that way. And so I don't know what made me start. I think my sister came up with the name Pandorably Charmed.
That's an awesome name.
And she was like, oh, that's cute. You should do this. I was like, okay. And yeah, I don't know. It was just, I'm an introvert. So Instagram felt safe. Mm. I find it really hard to make friends in real life. And that was one way to kind of make friends, I guess.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. And help you blossom.
Yeah.
Community, the Pandora or Bead community is so good for that. Like, I think
it is.
A lot of us feel that way. Yeah. I'm not introverted, but I was in a place where I had a newborn baby and couldn't really go anywhere. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, my outlet. One thing I'm really proud of you for doing on Instagram is you have kept up the Manny Matching Monday. Yeah. And you are really awesome. How do you do it?
I don't do it every week. I try. I love painting my nails. The problem with that was that it just wouldn't stay. So I would paint my nails and it would chip within a few hours. Yeah. But I still kept at it. I would still do it when I had the time. It would smudge. It would kind of, you know how you touch something and something kind of transfers. That would always happen. And it, you know, and then through Nicole, I discovered Color Street. Yay! And I just haven't looked back because it's just so easy it to is, put them yeah. on. There's no drying time.
Especially when you're busy with, you know, three boys.
Yeah. I have little kids. And so I'm always washing my hands. I'm always doing something. As soon as I would put nail paint on, they would want something. And so... And so, Color Street has fueled my nail paint obsession. And I love matching it to my jewelry.
And you do and it so well. You do it so well.
Oh, Rita, you are way, way above with all the Manny matchings and all the stuff you do. I just put the plain nail strips on and that's it.
Yeah, I play a little bit.
Yeah.
But they look beautiful. I mean, yeah. You always have perfect matching Manny and bracelet. I love it. So pretty.
I love doing that. I just do. I have naked nails because I do my nails on Sunday nights. And so I remove them on Saturdays and let them breathe for like 24 hours before I put, you know, another nail strip on. So yeah, tonight I'll do it for tomorrow's Manny Matching Monday.
I can tell the listeners that you have beautiful naked nails. Like, you have beautiful nails.
Oh my
gosh. Look very healthy.
She does. She really does.
I really don't, but
no,
thank you.
You do.
Okay, I have to ask you, and I promise we won't talk about nails all day. I know me and Rita can, but one last question. So you do them on Sunday. Do you, what inspires you first? The charms to pick your nail polish color?
Question.
Or does your Color Street determine what bracelet you're going to put together?
My Color Street determines what bracelet I'm going to put together.
Fun. I like
okay.
it.
It's very rare that, you know, I know that I want to wear my Star Wars today. And so, you know, I'll probably, like, for May 4th, I know which nail strips I'm going to do week because I know I want to wear my Star Wars bracelet then. And so, yeah, there's times like those. But for the most part, I pick the nails and then I design a bracelet around it.
Interesting. I think I do the same, similar. I think I do nails first. Most of the time.
I think I did too.
Yeah. Angie, how about you? Angie goes with the flow.
Yeah.
Angie, you're cracking me up.
cricket. So you also have a YouTube channel. Tell our listeners a little bit about your channel.
So yeah, I do have a YouTube channel. It's the same, Pandorably Charmed, the same as Instagram. And again, I would watch all these videos, and there came a point when there were no more videos to watch of beads. And I was like, okay, so I'm sure there's other people out there who love watching bead videos as much as I do. And so I was talking to Emily, and she encouraged me to do it. And I kid you not, I sat there for an hour, not able to talk while trying to record a video.
Aww. And you do so well. You'd never know that. You would never know that.
But if you go back and see my first one, you probably would be able to tell that I'm really nervous and it's really hard for me to talk.
Everybody's first video is like that and could use improvement. Yeah. Even Nicole's. So you got to start somewhere. Good for you.
The traffic in the background and all.
Cool. You know what I love about your videos? Your voice is so calming and soothing. I just love it. I love listening to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. On Instagram, it's like, it's just such a beautiful voice.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, thank you.
I have to say, I think both of us were on a live watching Anna from Troll Beads, Texas. And she gave you a shout out and said something about you coming into the store. And I was like, what? I didn't realize that you were close enough to go. And I was so envious. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so nice. And she was talking about, you pop in and get your stuff. And I'm like, that's so lucky, because especially as a Canadian, I've been once for like 30 seconds in a Troll Beads store when I was in the States, like waiting to go somewhere. And I just wondered, like, what is that like? How much do you love? Or I know it's gone now, but. Did you go all the time?
It's gone now. It's hard. It was about 40 minutes away from where I live. Okay. And so sometimes it gets hard. I mean, I'm in Texas. Distances are huge. Mm-hmm. So 40 minutes is not considered far.
Right.
But it still takes time out of your day to go. So I was really happy that they would let me choose online, or I could go pick up later, or they would just ship it to me. But it was always so much fun to go in, because Anna would let you play with the beads. I have spent hours in that store,
I believe it,
just looking at everything, playing with beads and doing designs. And it would just, and especially with Troll Beads, because it's so many glass beads and gemstones, and there's always so much variation. It was always really nice to see all the different beads and, pick the perfect one for yourself. And I'm going to miss that store.
How did you ever stick to a budget?
Because
I didn't.
Get there and see them all.
I really didn't.
And Nicole knows that firsthand, because you guys got to meet at one of those grand events. I was so close to seeing you this year, right? I had planned to come. I told my husband, I'm flying to Texas. I have to go and do this event and meet these girls. So I'm so sad. I feel like I curse everything when I book it. But anyway, but that must have been fun to meet each other.
It was really fun. And Nicole's was very last minute. But it was so much fun. We literally spent that whole time looking at beads and just buying indiscriminately.
That sounds perfect.
And now, it does.
So they moved from that store, right? Now they're in a jewelry store.
They did. I think they just decided to close that store. They did move like a little kiosk thing into a local jewelry store, but I haven't been to that jewelry store yet. So I haven't seen how much stock they have and what the setup is like. And so, it's sad, but,
they used to have, I happened upon this little independent jewelry store in one of our towns in Canada and noticed that they had the sort of stand with all the drawers. And so they carried Troll Beads, which I was so excited, and they were actually getting out of it. But they did have quite a lot in those, that one tower of jewelry. So, it's at least you could go and see, right?
Yeah.
Fun.
It makes a difference when you can see them like in your hands and compare.
It does. Because when you shop online, you can stick to a budget. But when you go into a store, you realize how much you want, because you look at the beads and you go, this is pretty. This is pretty. I want this one and this one and this one. And so it just snowballs.
Pretty sure I had two transactions at that store in one day.
Was it just two, Nicole?
She's holding
my,
back.
My hours were limited. I had a flight to catch.
Well, sometimes you like panic buy, right? Because you're like, I only have this amount of time. Okay, that one, that yeah. one, that one.
When you have people around you that are enabling you, like we did to Nicole and Linda and Nicole did to me, you tend to buy more.
You guys did to me too.
Okay, Linda is a really good enabler.
She knows a ton about troll beads.
Yeah, so, she does. Yeah. She does. She's my go-to when I have a question.
I asked her first. I was like, oh, Linda, do you know about this one?
So fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ali, we know, you know, beads and charms are one of your passions and collections.
And nails.
Oh, yeah, and nails. So do you have any other hobbies or passions, like, you know, other than these obvious ones?
Well, I read a lot. And then it's not just reading from the library. I tend to buy books. And so I have a lot of books and I'm running out of room. And my husband is like, can you just read from the library, not buy books, because we don't have space to keep them.
Yeah, books are nice.
I also collect mugs, all kinds of mugs, not just Disney, not just, you know, a character, just mugs in general. If I like them, and again, I'm running out of space. I don't know what to do. I can't stop buying them.
I know.
I said that I was just shopping with my daughter yesterday and there was one I wanted that had strawberries on it. And I'm like, dad'll kill me if I bring home another mug. Like, I don't have enough room in the cupboard, so they're just all lined up in the strainer thing by the sink now. And it's like, I cannot put another one in there. There's no room for dishes anymore.
Need hobbies that don't involve buying objects.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I used to collect stamps when people still wrote letters. And that's kind of taken a back burner just because I don't go out and buy stamps. I would just, you know, if people would write to me or any of my family, I would ask them for all the envelopes and cut out the stamp part and collect those. But with people not doing letters anymore, that, you know, I don't do that anymore.
Or they have like the ink stamp now, mm-hmm. right?
Times change. Yeah. Have you ever thought about...
Times change.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about reading digital books?
I do that. And I do sometimes buy digital books, mm-hmm. but the feel of books in your hand and that new book smell, it's just, you know, it's different.
Yeah, it's true. I've had to go, well, I made the move to digital. So because of storage and space and shelving and stuff like that. Right. So I'm like, okay, it's just digital. So I just made that like final cut. But yeah, it's nice to have a book in your hand for sure.
Yes. The good thing about digital is if my husband's sleeping, I don't need to have a nightlight on to read. Yeah. I can just do it.
That's true.
And so he doesn't get disturbed. And so that's a positive.
Yeah.
The negative to that is that I don't stop. And there's been times that it's been like 3 a.m. and I'm still reading.
Oh,
if it's an interesting book.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. It's a good hybrid that you have.
Yeah.
So I love that you're a boy mom. What kind of things do you do with your boys?
Okay, so my boys, I've made them into Marvel fans and Star Wars fans. And so we watch all of that stuff together. We also go on a lot of walks. And they actually love playing with my charms. They come and ask me, can we design a bracelet? I'm like, sure. And they love doing that. And so, yeah. It's just, and they love to run around and for me to catch them and then tickle them and kiss them. They hate it, but they secretly love it. So they ask me to do it to them.
I'm going to tell you that dries up real quick.
I know.
Quick.
So like, that's why, as soon as they that's hit why that teenage I'm doing years, it as long as I can and just enjoying it because I don't know how long that's going to last.
Yeah, it's very sad. And do you guys like travel a lot? Do you like to go on trips as a family?
A decent amount. Not as much as I would like to, but still a decent amount. We do have family all over the U.S., so we do travel to go see them. And then we also have family internationally, so we get to do that and then just, you know, just go visit places. We had just started traveling a bit more when COVID hit because my twins were finally at an age where we could actually go places, and so it's kind of slowed down, so we're trying to slowly pick it up. And yeah, hopefully.
It's really tough when you have a family of five.
Yes.
Right? To do that.
Yes.
And what's like the most exotic place you've ever been?
Paris, I guess.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. Did you get charms there?
I did. I
did. You go to Disneyland?
Oh, sorry.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
That's on my list.
My list too.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It was around the Christmas New Year time, so it was all decked out.
Oh, beautiful.
Did you?
Yeah.
You've been to the parks in the States, right?
I have been when I was really little. My kids haven't yet.
Okay. I just want to know how it compares. I'm dying to go to Disneyland Paris. I'm just.
It's smaller. It's definitely smaller. The parks here are much bigger. Hmm. It's really nice though.
You have a travel bracelet or a dedicated travel bracelet for Disney?
It's not just a Disney one. It's a regular travel bracelet. And obviously I started collecting in 2018. So I'm still trying to collect charms from, trips that we took before I started collecting Pandora.
Yeah, where you were.
Yes, because I was like, those trips are major memories and I want them represented on that bracelet. So yeah, I try to go buy charms wherever I go. Plus, if I find a charm that represents a previous trip, I've also added those. And so yeah, work in progress will always be a work in progress, I guess.
That's so good.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't have a travel bracelet, guys.
You need one.
I know.
I know it will be full of Disney charms, but,
That's most of my trips.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if Buffalo has its own charm, but.
You can count your Disney parks as travel bracelets, that's technically.
True. Yeah. Those keep growing.
Speaking of Disney, I know you said you get your kids into like Marvel and Star Wars. Are you a Disney fan?
I grew up watching Mickey Mouse and all of that. It used to be only on Sundays. And then I grew up watching all of that. And also, the classic movies like Cinderella, Beauty and the Beast, and The Little Mermaid. And then I do remember Aladdin came out. Before that, Beauty and the Beast was my favorite and Belle was my favorite princess. And then Aladdin came out and I saw Jasmine and she had hair the color my hair was and she looked kind of like me. So I was like, oh my God. And I just fell in love.
That's great.
And I still haven't fallen out of love. And so, yeah.
So she's your favorite.
I love Disney.
She has the best outfit, too. I love her outfit and her colors. They're so beautiful.
Did you get the new Aladdin? Well, Jasmine. There's no Aladdin, but Jasmine charms, the new ones?
I did. I think I have all of them. I think.
So nice. They're so nice.
They are.
What'd you think of the live action for Aladdin?
I liked it, except for Jafar. The actor is great. He's just not Jafar, I don't think. He's supposed to be like this old, mean guy who's like tall and thin. And I don't know, that actor, he did a great job as far as acting goes, but he just wasn't Jafar to me. The rest of it, I actually liked.
I felt the same about Jafar. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I really did.
I loved it.
I loved the movie. Yes, definitely.
Actor who plays Aladdin is Canadian.
Oh. Is he?
Yes.
He is great. Mm-hmm. I liked him a lot.
I thought he was, he was very good.
I'm so excited about the Little Mermaid live action coming soon. I digress.
Okay, I have a hard question for you, which is always the hardest question that we get asked. So I'm going to pass it over to you and torture you. Okay, and I will give you, I'll recuse myself and say you cannot pick Imperfect Angel.
I'm wearing it today.
Yes. Oh, that's so nice. Now, other than that, okay, what is your favorite or most special bead in your collection or charm?
Oh, my God.
We're so mean. Cannot
pick. I don't think I can pick. There's just no way because I have so many of them and so many bracelets that are so meaningful, like my travel bracelet that we were talking about. Like each charm on that represents such a special memory to me. So I don't think I can pick just one. It's just impossible for me. So I'm not even going to try.
Well said. Well said.
She got out of it, guys. Ollie, maybe you can just recap for our listeners where they can find you if they want to follow you. And I think they should.
Well, I'm Pandorably Charmed on Instagram, on YouTube. I also have Facebook, but it's usually whatever I post on Instagram gets posted there. And so, but yeah, all of it is Pandorably Charmed.
Awesome. Ollie, thank you so, so much for being here with us today. It was so fun for being on the pod.
Well, thank you for having me.
We're so grateful.
And very nice to meet you in person and see your lovely face.
Yes, thank you so much. It was really nice to meet Rita and Angie for the first time and Nicole again.
Yeah. For once, I'm not the one left out that has not met the person in person. I'm like,
it's true. It's true.
And congratulations to your boys. Everybody was quiet.
Yeah,
and
they're so good. We're so happy to have you. And this is what we're doing this season. We're getting more of our bead community on the pod. And it's so wonderful to, you know, just to talk to everyone and, you know, to have you here today. We're going to have other guests. And it's just...
It makes me very emotional because it's like, it's so nice. And it, like you said, you know, finding friends through this community is just amazing. And it's
an amazing community.
People may not understand, but it's like, we're really, truly friends, you know?
Yes, because see, this bee thing is so niche. Not everybody gets it. So,
yeah. We need to bond together and band together
and enable each other.
This is the most supportive community I have seen online.
Yeah, it really is.
There's no cattiness. There's no anything. It's just women or men supporting other women and men who like bees. And so I love that.
Yeah, me too, for sure. Well, listeners, make sure you give Ollie a follow on her Instagram, Facebook, and or YouTube. And you can also follow us on Instagram at CharmChatPodcast or email us any questions or suggestions at CharmChatPodcast@gmail.com. So join us next time, friends, when Angie is going to lead us in a game of Would You Rather? I'm a little scared.
I'm excited.
It's going to be fun.
Fun.
So stay tuned. Thanks so much for being here, friends. And remember to stay charming.